美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天为您播出美语三级跳节目找房单元的高级课程。
Jeff just rented an apartment, and today he is meeting Steve to see if they would get along as roommates.
找个合得来的室友太重要了。
In this section, listen for the word compatible, meaning similar or suitable.
Hi, Steve. Nice to meet you. I hear that you're looking for an apartment, and I just rented a two-bedroom downtown. I'm looking for a compatible roommate.
Great. I'm looking for a place right in that area. Your apartment sounds ideal.
All right, so tell me, how would you describe yourself?
I'm pretty social and outgoing, and I like making new friends. But I'm not a party animal, and I like to keep the apartment clean.
I like that too. I like to invite friends over sometimes, but I don't want to have lots of crazy parties at the apartment.
他们两人听起来挺投机的。不过 Professor Bowman, Steve 说自己不是 party animal.那是什么意思啊?
A party animal is someone who loves to go out to crazy parties all the time.
Oh, party animal 就是一天到晚参加疯狂派对的人。Steve 说自己 outgoing, 外向, social, 爱交朋友,但没到每天开派对的地步。
Winnie, in the next section, listen for the word laid back.
You know, I'm a pretty laid back person.I don't like to have lots of arguments or worry about lots of things. For example, I like to keep the apartment clean too, but if it gets a little dirty once in a while, that's not a big deal.
I totally agree. I really like my lifestyle to be drama-free, and I don't want to argue about cleaning the apartment. My last roommate was a drama queen. Every time I forgot to take my shoes off, she got really mad and made a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I really don't want a lot of drama in the apartment.It's important that we don't get on each other's nerves.
That's right. We should try to be laid back and not do lots of things to bother one another.
Professor, Jeff 说自己 laid back 就是性格随和吧。
That's right.
那 Steve 和 Jeff 说了好多什么 drama, drama queen 的，这都是什么意思啊?
Drama is a short form of the word dramatic.If someone is always taking small problems and acting as if they are a really big deal, you can say he creates a lot of drama.
Oh, drama 是是非的意思。爱没事找事的家伙就是 drama queen.
Exactly. If you lived with a drama queen, he or she would probably get on your nerves, meaning bother you a lot. Well, Winnie, in this next section, listen for the word pet peeve.Meaning a small problem that really bothers you.
Well, I'm glad you're laid back like me. But tell me, do you have any pet peeves?
Actually, yes. I really hate living with mooches. They always eat all of your food and ask you to pay for everything.
I know. Mooches really get on my nerves. My last roommate was a big mooch. Every time we went out to a restaurant,When the bill came, he would always say he didn't have any money and ask me to lend him some. And he never paid me back.
I really think it's important for each roommate to pull his weight around the house. It's really unfair if only one of the roommates is doing all the work.
Exactly. We each need to pull our weight by cleaning the dishes, taking out the garbage, and paying the bills. I think we would be good roommates. Do you want to move in?
Sounds great.
Ha ha!Pet peeve 就是最让人受不了的事。我也受不了 mooches, 这些小气鬼。哎，对了，他们还说有些室友 don't pull their weight, 这是什么意思呢?
People who don't pull their weight are those who don't do their share in a common task. If you had a roommate who doesn't pull his weight around the house, you would have to do all the housework.
Wow, Steve 和 Jeff 的性格简直就是一个模子里刻出来的。一定能成为好室友。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy. Welcome to New Dynamic English.
听众朋友们好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听新动态英语。
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is, There Are Stars in the Sky.
新动态英语是一套以美国人和美国文化为题材的美国英语基础课程，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。今天这一课的题目是天上有星星，这一课重点学说一天的时间和终点，学习动词的现在进行时态。我们先来熟悉一下几个有关词句。
A photographer
摄影师。
A photograph.
照片。
He has a show at the American Museum of Art.
他在美国美术馆展出他的个人作品。
Hi, Kathy. How's it going?
Very well, thanks. And you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Who's our guest today?
Today's guest is Simon Tompkins. He's a photographer.He has a show at the American Museum of Art.
Really?
Yes, he has some of his photographs with him.
So we can describe them for our listeners.
Right. That will be interesting.
访谈时间。我们今天要采访的对象是 Simon Tompkins. 他是第一次上我们的节目。他是一名摄影师。他要给我们介绍他的一组新的摄影作品，题目是《农场的二十四小时》。下面是访谈中要用到的一些词句。
Morning
早上，上午。
Afternoon
下午。
A farm
农场。
A farm animal
牲畜，家禽。
A chicken
鸡。
The people are working in the field.
人们在田里劳动。
The rooster is crowing.
公鸡在啼，鸡叫了。
Our guest today is Simon Tompkins. Good morning, Mr. Tompkins.
Simon, call me Simon.
I see you have some photographs with you, Simon. Can you tell us about them?
Certainly. These photographs are from my new series,24 hours on the farm. They show the farm at different times of the day. For example, here is a photo of a farm in early morning. It's 6 a.m., the beginning of the day. The sun is very low in the sky. Through the window, we can see the farmer and his family.
Right. They're eating breakfast.
And the farm animals are waking up.
I see. In the yard, the chickens are looking for food.And the rooster is crowing.
Let's look at another photo.
What's this one?
Can you guess?
Well, the sun is high in the sky. The people are working in the field. What are they doing?
They're picking tomatoes.
Is it in the afternoon?
Yes, it is. It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's a nice picture, Simon. Thank you. Our guest is Simon Tompkins. We'll talk more after our break.This is New Dynamic English.
注意这段对话中使用了现在进行时的句子，例如
They're eating breakfast. The chickens are looking for food.
They're picking tomatoes.
描述照片中的人或动物正在做的事情。我们再仔细听一遍这段对话。
Good morning, Mr. Tompkins.
Simon, call me Simon.
I see you have some photographs with you, Simon. Can you tell us about them?
Certainly. These photographs are from my new series, 24 Hours on the Farm. They show the farm at different times of the day. For example, here is a photo of a farm in early morning. It's 6 a.m., the beginning of the day. The sun is very low in the sky. Through the window, we can see the farmer and his family.
Right. They're eating breakfast.
And the farm animals are waking up.
I see. In the yard, the chickens are looking for food, and the rooster is crowing.
Let's look at another photo.
What's this one?
Can you guess?
Well, the sun is high in the sky. The people are working in the field. What are they doing?
They're picking tomatoes.
Is it in the afternoon?
Yes, it is. It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's a nice picture, Simon. Thank you. Our guest is Simon Tompkins. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and repeat.
接着请大家听一句，说一句。
It's morning. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. The sun is low in the sky. The farmer is eating breakfast with his family. It's afternoon. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun is high in the sky. The people are working in the field.
Interview.
现在请继续听访谈。Simon 接着介绍他在农场拍的那些傍晚和夜景的照片。我们先来熟悉一下几个有关词句。
Evening.
傍晚，黄昏。
Night.
晚上，夜晚。
Stars.
星星。
The moon.
月亮。
The sun is going down and the sky is beautiful.
太阳正在落下去，天空绚丽多彩。
There are stars in the sky and the house is dark.
天上有星星，房子很黑。
We're back with our guest, Simon Tompkins. Mr. Tompkins is a photographer. We're talking about photographs from his new series, 24 Hours on the Farm. What about this one? This is in the evening, isn't it?
Yes, the sun is going down and the sky is beautiful.The animals are going back to the barn. Some of the workers are leaving.
I like this picture a lot.
Thank you.
Let's look at one more.
Okay. In this one, everything is dark. There are stars in the sky, and the house is dark. Everyone is asleep.
Look, there's the moon.
Yes, you can see the moon behind that tree. The moon is just coming up.
Our guest is Simon Tompkins.We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
We'll 再听一遍这段对话，注意 Simon 怎样描绘天空景色的变化。
Mr. Tompkins is a photographer. We're talking about photographs from his new series, 24 Hours on the Farm. What about this one? This is in the evening, isn't it?
Yes, the sun is going down, and the sky is beautiful. The animals are going back to the barn. Some of the workers are leaving.
I like this picture a lot.
Thank you.
Let's look at one more.
Okay. In this one, everything is dark. There are stars in the sky, and the house is dark. Everyone is asleep.
Look, there's the moon.
Yes, you can see the moon behind that tree.The moon is just coming up.
Our guest is Simon Tompkins. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and repeat.
接下来请大家跟着我们重复。
It's evening. The sun goes down in the evening.People eat dinner in the evening. It's night. There are stars in the sky at night. People go to sleep at night.
Email
电子邮件。这一节我们回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题。 Simon 说他一天中最喜欢的时间是清晨。这段问答中有这样一些句子。
What's your favorite time of day?
你一天当中最喜欢哪一段时间？
It's quiet and you can hear the birds singing.
这个时候很安静，可以听到鸟儿歌唱。请听这段对话。
Welcome back. We're back with our guest, Simon Tompkins. It's time to check our email. We have an email from Malcolm in Louisiana. His question is, what's your favorite time of day?
My favorite time of day? That's a good question. My favorite time of day is morning, early morning.
Why is that?
Mornings are very beautiful.It's quiet, and you can hear the birds singing. It's a very special time of day for me.
Simon, thank you for being on our show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's take a short break.
上一课我们学习了用形容词 favorite, 问别人一年中最喜欢的季节是什么。这一课问别人一天中最喜欢的时段是什么。Simon 最喜欢清晨，为什么呢？我们再来听听。
It's time to check our email. We have an email from Malcolm in Louisiana. His question is, what's your favorite time of day?
My favorite time of day? That's a good question. My favorite time of day is morning, early morning.
Why is that?
Mornings are very beautiful. It's quiet, and you can hear the birds singing.It's a very special time of day for me.
Simon, thank you for being on our show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's take a short break.
Listen and answer. Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
下面我们来回答问题。请大家先听提问，铃响以后回答。
The farmer is eating breakfast with his family.What time of day is it? It's morning. There are stars in the sky and the houses are dark. What time of day is it? It's night. The sun is going down and the sky is beautiful. What time of day is it? It's evening. The sun is high in the sky.What time of day is it? It's afternoon.
Daily Dialogue. In the morning. Part 2.
每日对话。今天的题目是早上第二部分。Martha 想出去散步。George 不想去。外面正在下雨，天气很冷。我们先熟悉两个词。
An umbrella.
雨伞
A raincoat
雨衣
Listen to the conversation.
现在请听这次对话。
Wake up, George.
What is it?
Let's go for a walk.
It's too early.
It's 8 o'clock.
Yes, but it's Sunday morning. I want to sleep.
Oh, come on, George. Get up.
But it's raining.
You can take an umbrella.
But it's cold outside.
You can wear a raincoat.
I want to sleep.
Listen and repeat.
接下来请大家跟着我们重复。
Oh, come on, George. Get up.
But it's raining.
You can take an umbrella.
But it's cold outside.
You can wear a raincoat.
I want to sleep.
Man on the street.
街头采访。我们的街头采访记者请一位妇女谈她使用什么交通工具上班。这位妇女说，天气好的时候，她走着去上班。访谈中用了以下一些词句。
Traffic,
交通
a parking place.
停车处，停车场。
Are you on your way to work?
你是去上班吗？
When the weather is good, I usually walk to work.
天气好的时候，我通常走着去上班。
In the winter, the sun sets early, so it gets very dark.
冬天太阳下去的早，天变得很暗。现在请听访谈。
This is the new dynamic English man on the street, Kent Moss. Today I'm on Wisconsin Avenue in Georgetown. Excuse me?
Yes?
I'm Kent Moss, the new dynamic English man on the street. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, not at all.
Are you on your way to work?
Yes, I am. I'm walking to work.
Do you always walk to work in the morning?
When the weather is good, I usually walk to work.On rainy days, I take the bus.
Do you walk home at night, too?
Yes, I do, except in winter. In the winter, the sun sets early, so it gets very dark. I don't like to walk after dark, so in the winter, I take the bus home at night. But I usually walk to work in the morning.
Isn't it cold in the winter?
Yes, it is, but it's not too cold to walk. It helps me to wake up, and it only takes me 20 minutes to walk to work.
What do you do when it snows?
When it snows, I take the bus.
Do you ever drive? Do you ever drive to work?
No, never. There's too much traffic, and I can't find a parking place.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
My pleasure.
Our 街头采访记者 Kent 问这位妇女
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
这句话直译成中文的意思是，你介意不介意我问你几个问题？这是英语中比较客气委婉的问句，相当于中文的，请问我能问你几个问题吗？
A question for you.
各位听众，我们现在要问大家一个问题。
Now here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
请在铃响以后回答。
What is your favorite time of day? Okay, thanks.
听众朋友，我们今天重点学习了说一天的时间和终点，并且学习了动词的现在进行时态。下面我们来复习今天的主要对话。首先是访谈。
Good morning, Mr. Tompkins.
Simon, call me Simon.
I see you have some photographs with you, Simon. Can you tell us about them?
Certainly. These photographs are from my new series, 24 Hours on the Farm. They show the farm at different times of the day. For example, here is a photo of a farm in early morning. It's 6 a.m., the beginning of the day. The sun is very low in the sky.Through the window, we can see the farmer and his family.
Right. They are eating breakfast.
And the farm animals are waking up.
I see. In the yard, the chickens are looking for food. And the rooster is crowing.
Let's look at another photo.
What's this one?
Can you guess?
Well, the sun is high in the sky. The people are working in the field. What are they doing?
They're picking tomatoes.
Is it in the afternoon?
Yes, it is. It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's a nice picture, Simon. What about this one? This is in the evening, isn't it?
Yes, the sun is going down, and the sky is beautiful. The animals are going back to the barn. Some of the workers are leaving.
I like this picture a lot.
Thank you.
Let's look at one more.
Okay. In this one, everything is dark. There are stars in the sky,And the house is dark. Everyone is asleep.
Look, there's the moon.
Yes, you can see the moon behind that tree. The moon is just coming up.
Our guest is Simon Tompkins. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Next, Simon 回答听众通过电子邮件提出的问题。
It's time to check our email. we have an email from Malcolm in Louisiana. His question is, what's your favorite time of day?
My favorite time of day? That's a good question. My favorite time of day is morning, early morning.
Why is that?
Mornings are very beautiful. It's quiet, and you can hear the birds singing. It's a very special time of day for me.
Simon, thank you for being on our show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's take a short break.
在结束今天这课之前，我们还要播送 Cathy 和 Max 以及他们的同事们在播音室里的一段对话，让大家从中了解美国的日常生活和日常用语。今天的话题是退休生活。Max 给 Cathy 看了一些一个叫太阳城的照片。太阳城是为退休老人建立的一个新的社区。下面我们熟悉一些词句。A brochure, 小册子。B-R-O-C-H-U-R-E。A retirement community, 退休老人社区。Retirement 的拼法是 R-E-T-I-R-E-M-E-N-T。Community 的拼法是 C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y。对话中还有这样的句子。
You're too young to retire.
你还太年轻，不能退休。
Okay, we're off the air. Good show, Cathy, Max.
Thanks, Larry. Well, another interesting show.
Yes, it was a good show today. Say, Cathy, look at this. Look at this brochure.
Okay. Oh, nice pictures. Where is this?
It's a new city in Arizona. It's called Sun City.It's a retirement community.
Retirement community? But Max, you're too young to retire.
Oh, it's not for me. My parents want to move there. My parents are retired. They don't work anymore.
Your parents live in Oregon now, right?
Yes, but it rains a lot in Oregon, and it's cool there. Now they want to live in a place where it's warm and sunny.
Well, Arizona has warm weather and lots of sun.
That's why it's called Sun City.
亚利桑那州气候温暖，是退休老人最喜欢的地方之一。Max 的父母也想搬到那里。亚利桑那州有很多退休老人。我们再听一遍这段对话。
Okay, we're off the air. Good show, Cathy, Max.
Thanks, Larry. Well, another interesting show.
Yes, it was a good show today. Say, Cathy, look at this. Look at this brochure.
Okay.Oh, nice pictures. Where is this?
It's a new city in Arizona. It's called Sun City. It's a retirement community.
Retirement community? But Max, you're too young to retire.
Oh, it's not for me. My parents want to move there. My parents are retired. They don't work anymore.
Your parents live in Oregon now, right?
Yes, but it rains a lot in Oregon, and it's cool there.Now they want to live in a place where it's warm and sunny.
Well, Arizona has warm weather and lots of sun.
That's why it's called Sun City.
各位听众，今天的新动态英语就播讲到这里。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies. Goodbye.
Bye. For further study...A new Dynamic English Study Kit is available from your local bookstore.
For the help of learning, New Dynamic English has a book and a recording tape, a whole set of learning materials. Listeners can go to the local bookstore to buy.
长坂国安法呈送终 2.0。 港人抗争升级，喊独立。白宫发布对华战略报告，美中新冷战号角吹响。欢迎收看5月26号的时事大家谈。
数以万计的香港民众周日再次走上街头示威抗议，反对北京推行港版国安法。这次抗议的人数虽然不及去年反送中运动时期的最高峰，但是抗议的口号却明显升级，有不少人喊出了香港独立是唯一出路这样的口号。而在另一方面，国际社会也纷纷针对港版国安法做出强烈的回应。白宫国家安全顾问表示，如果北京真的要全面接管香港，那么美国可能对中国实施制裁。台湾总统蔡英文也表示，民主阵营的所有成员都和香港站在一起。那么国际社会的一致谴责能否最终迫使北京撤回港版国安法？北京若强推此法，是否可能会有反效果，反而导致更多的香港民众选择支持走向独立呢？
好的，我们今天非常高兴的为您邀请到的是香港立法会的议员朱凯迪议员来到我们节目当中。朱凯迪议员，欢迎您。
主持人好，大家好。
好的，首先想请您跟我们谈一下昨天这个524香港周日发起的这个反国安法还有反国歌法的大游行哦，当然你也在现场，然后这次是疫情爆发之后香港最大规模的一次抗议，那么我们也再次看到香港警察发射了这个催泪弹，您在现场的观察是什么呢？
昨天是我们自从1月份有疫情以来最大的一次民众的游行。那我们的感觉有参与的就是感觉蛮有力量的，就是因为过去其实大家很担心说疫情会不会让大家都把那个热情退却了，就以后都没有办法再走到街上。虽然现在我们有一个所谓的限聚令，就是8个人以上不能有一个聚集，那警察过去1-2个月都是用这个条例来驱散一些游行示威，但是昨天他们就没有这样做，而是改用其他的条例去拘捕示威者，也有100多个人被捕。所以其实昨天虽然是一个蛮多人的示威，但是很可惜的是又有100多个人被捕。
那么在诉求方面，您是否观察到跟过去的一些不同？因为在反送中期间，除了这一次我们看到民众还是喊五大诉求缺一不可，光复香港时代革命之外呢，好像也看到了所谓这个香港独立是唯一出路这样的一个口号，这在过去是主流吗？为什么在这一次昨天的抗议当中成为好像大家关注的一个焦点呢？
香港独立唯一出路这个口号其实去年已经有的，但是昨天其实很明显就变成一个很主流的口号。我感觉这是一种对于中共单方面的宣布国安法是一种情绪的反抗，就是说其实香港很多市民都已经看不到跟中共继续在一起有什么可能性，就是你面对一个独裁的政权，其实你绕来绕去也是一个被镇压的命运。那所以一种情绪说香港独立才是唯一可以走的一条路，虽然那条路可能也走不通的，但是口号上有这样的一个很明显的改变。
好，另外我们回到刚才谈到这个人数，虽然说疫情之下昨天还是出来分的非常多的这个香港民众表达他们的声音，而且画面中看到其实是有些是全家大小一起出来的，真的蛮不容易在疫情之下这样子。但是其实如果跟这个去年反送中最高峰的时期做一个比较的话，那时候最多人可以出来反对这个逃犯条例是200万人这样的一个人数。那当然接下来我看到这个抗争的日程表又再度的回来了，有很多这个日程包括了这个周年612等等，您是否预期接下来站出街头来表达声音和抗议的民众还会持续的往上增加呢？
因为其实香港警察跟当局 其实已经用很多方法不让一些很大规模的游行可以进行。所以我估计就很难回到去年六月份的时候100万人200万人那种程度。但是昨天对于很多香港人来说都是一种暖身，就是几个月没有出来，然后昨天就重新出来，因为问题没有解决嘛，问题反而更加严重了。如果去年是松中 1.0 的话，这个国安法就是松中 2.0 了。因为他是把中共他的国安的体制就主动的拿到香港那个城市里面去实行嘛，所以我估计未来其实那个游行跟示威是人数会增加，但是应该不会到100万那种程度。
不过昨天这样的一个这个抗议的大游行还是引起了这个国际媒体的高度关注哦。你怎么看国际上的反应？现在其实有很多的这个各国的国会议员都出来表达对香港民众的支持了。另外就是在美方的部分也很重要，因为我们看到连白宫最高层的这个国家安全顾问 O'Brien 都出来讲说，如果中共真的这个实施这个国安法等于是全面的接管了香港的话，那么美国不会做事的，会对中国进行制裁。那么此前这个国务卿蓬佩奥也说，这是对香港自治的一个丧钟，可能会考虑取消香港的特殊待遇。您怎么看这个美方还有国际社会的反应呢？
我们在香港是非常需要也很感谢国际社会在这个疫情当中还可以对香港这个事情有反应。因为首先我们单凭香港人自己的力量是没有办法跟中国共产党去斗争的，所以这个问题一定需要国际社会的帮助。然后国际社会也准确的看到这个国安法其实就是送中 2.0 嘛，因为它对于国际社会在香港利益的损害一定比去年的逃犯条例更加厉害。你如果可以想象美国它有85000个国民在香港，然后几千家公司，如果香港可以建立一个中国的国安部门在香港，那种秘密警察它可以像在中国里面一样随时抓人，然后可以随时把一个人消失，可能一年两年都没有审讯。那这样的状况如果在香港出现的话，我感觉全世界都不能够在香港待下去。所以我觉得国际社会把这个问题很认真的看待，而对于中国发出很严厉的警告，甚至于将来可能有的制裁，都是一个合适的做法。
那除了美国之外，其实我们也看到离香港很近的台湾也做出了很快的回应。我知道您去年也曾经访问过台湾，针对这个难民法的问题去向台湾当局进行了解。那么这次台湾总统蔡英文也很快的说，这个所有民主阵营的伙伴都会跟香港站在一起，而且他还说会提供港人必要的协助。您怎么看台湾方面的反应呢？
其实香港现在面对的问题就是我们需要的帮助有两方面嘛，一个就是国际社会有没有办法去制衡中共这样的一个做法，比如说透过制裁啊，透过各方面的措施性的立法去让中共看到他不能这样做。另外一方面的帮助就是，如果在民主运动的过程当中有人被牺牲了，被拘捕了，可能要流亡到香港以外的地方，那他们有没有一个可靠的可以安身的地方。那台湾其实总统蔡英文去年已经有多番的表态说他支持香港的民主运动。那我们其实一直都有跟台湾当局跟台湾的立法委员去沟通，现在很多香港的年轻人已经在台湾，未来可能会有更多的要去到台湾的。那当然我们希望台湾当局的帮助可以持续的在发生了。
谈到这里我们就要谈一个话题，就注意到说事实上就是这个港版的国安法消息一出来之后，发现这个香港民众开始搜寻移民的关键词的这个比例马上就激增了。 包括英国的媒体也报道说，英国首相曾经说过可能会准备接收更多的香港人到英国去。你怎么看现在在这个国安法的威胁之下，香港人面临一个去或留的一个问题？您认为香港会出现一波，不管到台湾也好，英国也好，出现这样的一种再次的移民潮出现吗？
现在的问题是，香港人有一个两难的抉择，因为我们现在不是谈六四嘛，1989年的时候是北京杀人了，然后我们很害怕，所以我们很多香港人就跑到不同的地方去。这一次呢，是我们自己的地方被欺负，那我们自己的人身自由没有得到保障，所以我们其实最需要的就是我们留在自己的地方去捍卫我们的权利，就跟中国共产党斗争的。但是同一方面，我们也知道面对中共那么大的强大的力量，我们没有办法单凭我们自己去打胜这一场仗。所以我是估计会有很多人会选择离开香港的，但是我们希望那些去到外国的朋友，他们不是带着一种放弃香港的心态去离开，而是把这个民主运动把它带到不同的地方，然后让香港在国际上面得到的援助比现在更要强大。
刚才朱凯迪议员也谈到这个六四，还有现在香港人民心中那种感觉。我想先谈一个问题，就是说您自己其实也有被捕的经验，你怎么看？你可能更有深刻的体认，如果一旦这个所谓的港版国安法在香港实施的话，它究竟对一般香港民众的人身安全，不管是表达自己的声音也好啊，表达抗议也好，它造成的实际的影响会是什么？是代表说秘密警察可以在香港随意的抓人、随意的逮捕，然后甚至审判都没有办法这个得到公正的这个待遇吗？有人说这个到时候可能被秘密警察逮捕的香港人士的人数不会少于当年的8964，您怎么看？您自己也有这样的经验，您的评估，这个国安法真的实施之后，它实际的影响会是什么？
它实际的影响就会把香港的人权跟自由的程度变成跟深圳、跟中国大陆一模一样。那到那个时候，到底会不会有很多人被捕？问题就在于，如果你有这样的一个新的一个严厉的法律，那大家会不会就害怕？你如果很害怕，就像很多深圳啊、广东省的人，他们也很害怕，所以他们就不出来示威抗议啊，所以他们自然，被抓的所谓维权人士所的人数也不是很多啊，所以以后到底香港会不会有很多人被捕，因为这个国安法？我们是要看香港人会不会持续的抗争。如果香港人持续的抗争，不管这个国安法的话，那我们会被捕的人数当然就会比六四的时候更多，那个是肯定的。但是如果我们就害怕了，就躲在家里了，不管事了，那中共就成功了，他就因为透过这样一个恶法就把人民压下去。这个就是我们跟中共之间的一个博弈。
的确是。刚刚提到中共想要用这个法把香港的声音给压下去，您的分析就是就中共的动机还有这个时间点的分析是什么？有人说这是不是最近在疫情之下美中两国升高对抗，然后像这样博弈的一个棋子拿来这个对付美国，或是说有人说可能也是针对今年香港9月份举行的这个立法会的选举，希望可能透过这个法可能可以让他们一些不喜欢的人被 DQ 等等。您的分析这个动机跟时间点是什么呢？
我觉得都有关系，就是国际上面他选择在这个时间，当然就是因为疫情令很多西方国家都忙于管自己的事情。他们也预期那个中共也预期到在疫情过后，美国为首的西方国家会对于中国有一个很强大的反抗的声音，所以他们就要先下手为强嘛，就先把这个不确定的香港作为一个不确定因素把它排除掉。那他选择在9月之前去弄，当然也是要 在香港九月份立法会选举之前，先把这个一锤定音嘛，把这个香港人可以活动的空间把它缩小到一个小的框架里面，那他可以用这个新的国安法去进一步的去筛选，就是 disqualify 他不喜欢的候选人，就方便他去进一步控制他未来香港政治的组成跟谁可以继续在这个体制内玩这个游戏。
嗯，再来也想要请教你有关于这两个这个昨天被抗议这个法的这个立法的时程，包括了这个国安法大家最关注的，还有这个国歌法，其实也是昨天香港民众抗议的诉求之一嘛。这个国安法看来好像现在人大还在进行，可能闭幕礼拜四28号的时候是不是就会表决通过了，还有这个国歌法看来也会在近期内就是进覆二读，您怎么看这两个法的这个接下来立法时程，最快什么时候要开始公布实施呢？
国安法因为完全是在北京进行的，那我们最近收到的消息是说，当那个人大他在礼拜四通过了一个决定以后，那他人大的所谓常委会就会在未来的一两个月里面草议那个具体的条文，然后到那个六月底，最快六月底就会有一个公布具体的落实，所以我们想象应该是六七月份的事情。那国歌法就更早，应该在六月初跟六月中就会在香港的立法会通过，所以大概那个时间表都是在九月份的立法会选举
之
前就会把这些恶法都安排好布置好。
那么最后要请教朱凯蒂议员，您认为现在香港人还能够怎么做呢？您的看法？
我觉得香港其实现在要进入一个集权它直接去控制你的一个黑暗时代，那其实在世界上很多地方都曾经面临同样的命运，但是民主运动其实不会因为这样一个打压而停止，但是我们可能要去在新的时代用一种比较灵活的方法去抗争，因为现在我们可能要面对的代价比以前是要大很多嘛。现在他有几个新的法律，他随时可以判这个终身囚禁的。那如果我们太过冲动的去正面这个挑战这个法律的话，那可能我们在短期以内我们要付的代价就太过不成比例，所以我看我们要有一种长期的抗争的准备，而不急于一时了。
好的，我们今天非常感谢香港立法会议员朱凯蒂议员接受美国之音的专访，非常感谢您，谢谢。
谢谢。
白宫5月20号发布美国对中国战略报告，称美国过去40多年来的对华接触政策未能促使中国融入以公民为中心的以自由开放秩序为基础的国际社会，并使之成为一个建设性的负责任的全球利益攸关者。相反，中国改革放缓、停滞甚至倒退，中共利用自由开放的规则秩序重塑国际体系，使之符合中共的利益和意识形态。报告指出，中国在经济、价值观和国家安全领域给美国构成挑战，并提出了相应策略。白宫此时发布这份报告背后有何内涵？这是否是美中两大国新冷战即将正式开打的号角？我们今天邀请到的是美国托莱多大学荣退教授张新博士进行解读。
非常感谢张新教授抽时间接受美国之音 VOA 卫视的采访哈。就五月二十号的时候呢，白宫呢发布了一份这个关于这个对中国的一个战略的一个评估报告，应该说是对中国的战略报告。这个报告出台的这个时机比较耐人寻味，我想请您首先来谈一谈，白宫为什么会选择在现在这个时间点上，来发布这样一份报告呢？这个它是真的是一个。怎么讲，就是说是一个经过一个战略评估之后做出的一个 一个新的一个姿态，还是说要因应现在这个特朗普总统这个选情的问题，就是想请您先简单谈一下，就是到底这个时机，报告发布的时机为什么会选择现在这个时候？
主持人你好，我想呢，这两个战略考量都有，一个呢是对中国的战略考量，一个呢是特朗普和他的团队呢要为连任竞选宣传。因为在战略考量上，中国这几年在政治和经济改革上的倒退，这个是原来美国没有想到的。比如说特别在对外那个方面，外交上呢，对那个邻国和其他国家呢，不断的有战狼外交的措施和声音出发，然后在对外宣传当中呢，他否认了美国和西方的普世价值观。因为过去呢，在邓小平和江泽民的时代，包括在胡锦涛的时代，在这个方面是比较温和，是不直接对美挑战的。所以呢，那个美国呢，在这个方面呢，包括他波丁格啊、蓬佩奥啊，他们都是有这些方面战略考虑。特朗普本人呢，他是一个商人，他是认为美国经济上吃亏了，那么，他在这个方面呢，当然是要在战略当中呢要重新考虑。但是呢，在选举当中呢，在这个时机当中，我觉得也有他的一个甩锅的一个做法和想法。因为共和党在四月份的时候，他们就曾经想了一个竞选的战略，因为他觉得现在呢，在谈经济啊，谈其他的做法，他没什么成绩可以谈。那么就是好，要把那个目标和视线呢转移到对外方面去。所以我想这个两个都有。
嗯，好的。那么就是我们注意到这个报告在开篇的时候，也就是在这个最开始的这个部分呢、啊，是强调就是说，美国过去40年来对中国的这个策略，它的一个基本的定调就是认为是并不成功的。那么，您的评估是什么？您认为在过去40年里，是不是美国这个对中国政策是失败的，或者说不成功的？因为他特别提到，就是在近20年来，那么中国在改革方面是这个放缓，速度放缓、停滞。甚至出现倒退，那么中国在也在就是没有根据，没有就是加入到融入到这个以这个自由为中心的这样一个这个美国主导的这个国际体系当中，那么您的观察是什么？您认为这个评估是不是客观的呢？
如果说40年来对美国对华战略全部不成功，我当然不同意这么一个讲法，因为在前30年的时候，我前面也讲到了。在邓小平时代，或者是那个江泽民、胡锦涛那个时代，那么双方的那个关系不断从外交啊、政治、经济上，都是有互动的，而且呢，大家走的方向呢还是一致的。美国呢也乐观的，中国的经济的发展和对外和改革开放的成功，所以我想这个前30年来讲的不是这样，但是这个。近7年8年来呢，因为倒退了嘛，然后再回过头，美国一想呢，哎，怎么等到你经济发展了，可以和我挑战了，你就是这么样了，那他把前面的东西呢都想成、哦、我把你那个养大了，你就是这样，他是有这种思想，我想这个是不对的，因为前面30年是有一个互动、一个进步的过程，不能用把现在发生的7年否定了前面的那个进步的那些过程。
好的，那么我们还注意到这个报告里边也有不止一次啊，是提到这个中国对美国这个价值观的这个挑战。那么过去是很少提到看到，就是说在之前啊，就之前的美国这个政府历任政府的当中，他们这个评估中主要还是从经济啊、经贸啊，还有这个地缘战略、国家安全的这种角度去评估。那么这次如果我没有记错的话，应该说是提出了一个对美国价值观的这样一个挑战。那么其中也我记得它里边也有几处谈到，就是说中国对美国人的这个生活方式的挑战。那么这是不是也您在您看来，这是不是有一点带有一点这个冷战的这种色彩？ 就是会不会让人解读为这是一种就是美中要打响一场新冷战的这样一个信号呢？
现在从这个态势来看呢，肯定是冷战或者冷战开始了，或者已经是冷战了，对吧？但是我说那个对美国价值观的挑战呢，我们也要把那个时间段分清楚。因为你想，原来邓小平准备把中国的国门打开的时候，他的战略很清楚，因为他是白帽 黑帽的时候，他是在美国在国际上不挑战美国的那个价值和西方的价值，他还是积极的应对。比如说啊，你们过去呢是反对那个谈人权的啊，他说我们可以谈人权啊，对吧？江泽民也在谈人权啊。然后呢，他们呢在其他的方面呢还积极的接受，比如说普世价值，温家宝就也是他们都要承认和接受普世价值。但是呢，这七年来呢，第一开始就是对，不但是美国，就是全，也不但是西方，也就是联合国承认的普世价值都进行了否定，啊，就不谈普世价值。然后呢，对外宣传呢，要不忘共产党初心，他没有定义具体说初心什么，但是谁都知道，那个共产党初心那就是全世界无产者联合起来。全球实现解放全人类，实现共产主义，这个美国人听了不就怕了吗？所以这么一来的话，他当然觉得你就是在否定不单是我美国的一个价值观，而且是一个全球的价值观，那么这个冷战必然就开始。那就使他们回想到原来就是苏美对抗的那种情况。所以这个还是要把时间段呢，我说要分开来看。
非常感谢张新教授接受美国之音 VOA 卫视的采访，谢谢张教授。
好，谢谢主持人立夫。
I'm Amanda Bennett and I'm Director of Voice of America. We've got some pretty interesting things going on. I'm recording this from home because here at Voice of America, almost all of us are now working remotely in order to help slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Voice of America.Upholding our mission.
We at the Voice of America are taking COVID-19 very seriously. And for that reason, we're bringing you Africa 54 live from Esther's house.
Today and every day, we're here for you. We improvise in tough times, but we report. From our closet. From our laptops.
The mortality rate,
from our homes.
There's my little phone to do the live, and there I am. That's my little piece on how we're trying to fight the coronavirus.
As we take care of our kids. And our dogs wait for their walk.Our homes are the new newsroom. We're all home together, but the news is still here. The show must go on. With a few stragglers along the way.
Nong ka pipisa ang pimero corona na kunong chong sabadane.
Yeah, literally. If you play this, you will hear the echo.
From all of us here in Washington, goodbye. Hello, how did we do?
Voice of America, a voice for the world. Because a free press always matters.